Amen. Amen. Friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Easter triumph, Easter joy. This is one of the lines from a hymn that we sing together. And the hymn continues, "This alone can sin destroy." What wonderful and rich words that are associated with our Lord's resurrection. Triumph, joy. And you and I have the privilege during this season of Easter of looking back on the events of that first Easter Sunday and celebrating Jesus' triumph over our sin and our death and the devil himself. And as solemn and as sobering as our Good Friday service is, in reminding us of the horrible death and suffering that Jesus endured because of our sin, we know what's coming, don't we? We know that death and the grave did not, could not, keep its grip on our Savior. He would rise again. He did rise again. We say Jesus is risen. His victory over sin and death is our victory. And so we rejoice with Easter joy. But it was different for his disciples during the events leading up to that first Easter morning. They didn't have the privilege that we have in looking back. There were dark, dark hours ahead of them that would be filled with deep grief and despair. And yet it wasn't like that they had never experienced grief or despair before. They had. Remember the death of Lazarus, the close friend of Jesus and the disciples? Jesus himself was overcome with grief, as his disciples were too, when they saw Mary and the others crying, so that even two were told that Jesus wept. And remember the despair that the disciples felt when those waves were crashing in upon their boat in the middle of that storm on the Sea of Galilee? They thought there was no way out of that one. And in both cases, the presence of Jesus brought hope into seemingly impossible circumstances. And in both cases, with his spoken word, the impossible happened. Death was undone, and chaos was calmed. And so in these final hours before Jesus' arrest, trial, and crucifixion, Jesus was preparing his disciples for what was to come, because this time he wouldn't be there with them. He said, "In a little while, and you will see me no longer, and you will weep." Jesus was telling them that what you are about to see and what you're about to experience will bring upon you deep grief and overwhelm you with despair. He knew that. But that wouldn't be the end of the story. For Jesus promises, "You will see me again, and your sorrow will be turned into joy, an Easter joy." Now, these are some words worth holding on to. You will see me again. And I'm not sure if the disciples remembered Jesus' promise when they saw him crucified, his lifeless body hanging on a cross, or how much comfort those words brought them when they saw that stone being rolled over the tomb, sealing his dead body in that stone cave. But there it is. Jesus' spoken promise in the face of impossible and dire circumstances. And if the disciples doubted the first promise about seeing Jesus again, then most likely they didn't have much regard for his second promise about their sorrow being turned into joy. But thankfully, Jesus' promise to his disciples was not dependent upon their believing or their behavior or them keeping their promises that they made to him. You remember how that went, right? And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is good news. Good news for them and good news for you and me. Good news because if Jesus was still in that grave, then God's promised presence with us and his blessings upon our lives and even his mercy would have to be based, as Moses wrote, upon you and I fully, completely obeying God's entire holy law with all of our heart and with all of our soul. Now that's impossible circumstances for you and I to seek God's favor while we're still in our sin, apart from his crucified Christ. A futile pursuit for you and I to try to find lasting hope and comfort in the midst of a chaotic world that's broken apart from Jesus' resurrection. And what a despairing downward spiral for us to seek peace. That peace that you and I can live and die in apart from the spoken promises of Christ. That you will see me again, and your sorrow will be turned into joy. Easter joy. A few weeks ago, we saw the events unfold in the upper room, behind a locked door, where the disciples were hiding in fear and in doubt. And when Jesus appeared in their midst, showing his hands and his side, and speaking his words of peace to them. Then, right then, when seeing Jesus and hearing his gospel words, peace to you, they rejoiced. They were filled with that promised joy. And then breathing upon them, they received the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that would guide them into all truth, truth about God's plan to save his people from their sins through his bloody sacrifice of his son on a cross. And looking back, they now saw clearly what was once hopelessly confusing. The cross was the goal. It was the end of the law for righteousness. God's favor poured out upon his children apart from any keeping of the law, but completely upon what Jesus has done, dying and rising, forgiving sins and giving life, making righteous that which was once unholy, a free gift to you, not because of you, but for you, because of Christ. That is your Easter triumph, your Easter joy. In a little while you will not see me, and again in a little while you will see me, were Jesus' comforting words of promise to his disciples. He would only be with them bodily for a little while longer after his coming to them in the upper room. But he promised to be with them all of the days of their life by sending his Spirit upon them. And so he does with you. Christ dwelling in you. And you need to look no further than your baptism to be sure that indeed Christ is with you and in you and for you, not because of anything that you have done, but because of Christ's promise to you. His faithful word of grace drenching you in your baptism. This is our Easter joy. Being buried with Him in His Good Friday death and being raised with Him in His resurrection life. And yet our baptism doesn't exclude you and me from the sorrow and the grief of living in this broken world in our broken bodies. But it does declare to you and to me that the world, our sinful flesh, they don't have the last word. And the devil with his whispering lies doesn't have the final say either. The Holy Spirit has sealed you for the day of redemption, and no one or nothing can snatch you out of your Father's hand. Your baptism is Christ's Easter seal upon you. And whatever sorrows may come upon us, they will be turned into joy. And no one will be able to take that joy from you. Sorrow and grief, suffering, doubts, disappointment, crying, pain, disease, death. They surround us. They follow us. They overtake us. And they try to overcome us. But try as they might, and give in as we will, they do not have the final say. The Lamb on the throne has the final word. And He says, I am making all things new. And what does that look like for you and I this morning? Well, for one, God will dwell with us once again in His full presence. No more tears, no more death, no more crying or mourning or pain. All of that has passed away in the new heaven and in the new earth. And even though we can't see it and we don't experience it, remember what the Lamb said. Write this down. This is trustworthy and true. It is done. The Lamb has the last word. So while we're still living here together, God brings us as close to heaven as we can ever possibly get, right here, right now, His presence with us, just as He promised, assuring us that He is our God and we are His children. His Word and His Spirit leading us right to the promises of Christ Himself and His gifts, and actually delivering to them to us forgiveness of sins and real life in His name. And He does it right into your ears and right into your mouths, turning our repentant sorrow into absolving joy. So this morning, let your hearts rejoice. And may your mouths be filled with a new song. Easter triumph, Easter joy. This alone can sin destroy. From sin's power, Lord, set us free. Newborn souls in You and me. And no one is able to take that Easter joy from you. In the name of Jesus, amen.